This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Wow, Truth Talk Live today. Here's your question. How does 1 Corinthians 3:4 play out in your life? And essentially, my paraphrase of that would be, the God of all comfort comforts us that we might comfort others with that comfort that he gave us. And so, you know, that plays out in everybody's life more than you may know. In my own life, I had an opportunity once to interview 100 counselors at the Association of Christian Counselors a conference in Nashville. And it was interesting. I only had 5 minutes to interview each one. I asked God, what would be a good question to ask them? And so I asked them that the very thing is, they sat down, these Christian counselors, and it was fascinating to me that God had given me the precise question to draw it out. That if they were working, you know, with people that were attempting suicide, counseling them, well, guess what? They'd attempted suicide at some time. Or if they were helping out women that had an abortion, they'd also had an abortion. It was amazing. Time after time after time, I saw this, and then I realized in my own life, wow, you know, when I had cancer, it gave me the opportunity to be comfort to people that had cancer. And so 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, I've just watched it time and time and time again. And so this is like Thirsty Thursday. So how has God comforted you with the comfort that you are then able to comfort somebody else with? And speaking of somebody needing comfort, we got Joey is live, which, by the way, you got to call in at 866-348-7884 with that story. I would love to hear it. 866-348-7884. We got Joey Hudson, who is live from Israel today. So we're going to get an update from Joey. Joey, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good afternoon or good morning there in Israel.
Well, it's actually late evening. We're 7 hours ahead of you, so it's 11:08 in Jerusalem as I sit here tonight.
Oh, wow.
Robbie, it's always a pleasure to be with you on the Truth Network. And boy, what a week I've had! Now you're just talking about offering other people comfort and praying for them, and that's what we have been doing this week in our partnership with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, as we have been touring, talking with people, and just really getting a feel. Mike Gallagher, myself, been here this week, and what a day we had today, Robbie. Let me just quickly tell you what we did. We traveled to the south region of Israel. We were literally in a kibbutz. A kibbutz is an area where people come together. They live together in a community. They're farmers, and they farm the land, but they're just sort of a self-supporting, self-contained community. And this was one of the first attack points of the Hamas terrorist on October the 7th. You've seen video. If you've watched any of the footage on national news, you've seen where we were today as they literally burned homes. They slaughtered innocent people in this kibbutz. But we were able to travel down and see this today and just talk with some of the few remaining people there as the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is trying to get food in, trying to get other supplies, safety things to safety vehicles and equipment to first responders. We saw in one small town, Robbie, today, where they had the Hamas terrorists attacked a police station, and they were 26 terrorists entered this police station. Now, what they didn't realize was one first responder in this area was not in, but got heard some of the noise and kind of suspected what was happening, and so he was able to get to a building next door, literally with a sniper rifle. And not one of those terrorists was able to leave that building that day. Unfortunately, they killed 10 police officers in this small town in the south of Israel. We were told that there were 58 police officers killed October the 7th in that region as they were trying to protect their citizens. So we're here. We need to pray for Israel. We need to pray for the people who are trying to help those in Israel as they recover from this and as they await, hopefully, the release of their loved ones. We were in Hostage Square, which is downtown Tel Aviv, earlier this week, and it's a large park in front of one of their most popular art museums, and they've turned it into an area. It's a memorial, and it's also a place for families to come together and pray and hope for the return of their loved ones. They've set up this huge banquet-style table in the square, and they have chairs for each of the hostages. And when one is released, they remove a chair. Unfortunately, they also have vacant spaces that represent some of the lives that were lost that day too, Robbie. So what a week we've had. And we're seeing God work in this region as well. The Israeli people are very resilient.
Yeah, and how are they receiving you, Joey? Because I had a chance to interview a lot of folks at the NRB, and it seems like they're way more open to Christians than they have been previously as far as how they talk to me.
Robbie, they love the United States. They love the support that we have given them over the years. Look, you know, it's because of our support, our partnership with Israel over the years that they have some of the technology they have, the Iron Dome that protects a good portion of the inland part. I mean, look, Robbie, to be honest with you, if they did not have that technology, I don't know that I would have wanted to travel and be sitting in Jerusalem tonight, quite honestly. But it's just there's a lot of stories here to be told, Robbie. It's amazing. You know, one of the areas that was first attacked as well, which was just literally next door to the kibbutz that I've talked about just a moment ago, was a music festival. A lot of young people were there that evening, and I had a chance this week to meet Noah. Noah is 23 years old. She and her boyfriend were at this music festival, Robbie, and they heard the gunshots. And they heard the noise. And, you know, as a reminder, every young person in Israel has to serve in the military. And because she had been in the military a couple of years, it probably saved her life.
Wow.
I'd love to
jump in on you, Joey, but we're all set for that segment. We're going to be right back with a whole lot more Truth Talk Live with your calls. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today's question is, if you've heard 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it says essentially, this is a Robbie version, the God of all comfort comforts us that we might comfort others with the comfort he comforted us with. And that idea in your life, how has that exactly played out? We would love to hear your story. You call us at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. We still got Joey on in Israel. He's got a soundbite he wants to play for us. Joey? You're on Truth Talk
Live.
Hey,
Robbie.
Again. Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, thank you for holding me over. As you can tell, I got a little carried away there. That's how passionate I am. So sorry to take up so much of your time today. But I would like to share the final part of this story of this young lady, Noah, who's 23 years old, and she heard the shooting. Because she had served in combat in the Israeli army, her training went into action. And she and her boyfriend were able to, they ran across a field and literally found a huge bush that they hid in. And I want you to hear her describe this. This was at lunch the other day, and this is Noah telling the story of them hiding for 8 hours.
Wow.
Early, like I said, So my friend grabbed my hand and he draws me into the first bush we saw, which was a really big one in the middle of nowhere. You could see that there are no similar bushes to this one. He had to break the branches and push me inside because it was very, very thick. And we were inside that bush for 8 hours, hearing everyone, all the terrorists walking around the bush, couldn't breathe and just hoping they won't see us, and they didn't see us. And afterwards, we read a little bit and someone sent us a picture of the bush asking if it was the same one. And it turned out that this tree called Jarkad tree, it's a tree that according to the Islam was made to protect Jews during Great War. That's what it said. It's like the Islamic people know that if they see this tree, they can't hurt it because it's made to protect Jews. I mean, crazy.
And that was Noah's story, Robbie. And here's what she told me before the attack on October the 7th and before God spared her life. She said she wasn't sure there was a God. And she has dedicated her life now to serving God and to spreading God's word. And I was just inspired to talk with this young lady. And she used her strength to survive for those 8 hours. And now is going to travel the world speaking about it.
Yeah, no doubt. God comforted her with a bush. And now Absolutely. She's sharing how that bush had a lot of significance. That is so awesome. Joey, thank you for the update, man. I really appreciate it. You keep up the good work out there.
Always good to talk with you, Robbie. Have a great afternoon.
Same here. Thanks, Joey. God bless. All righty. So the question again of the day is, you know, the God of all comfort comforts us. Like maybe you've had something tragic in your life, like cancer or maybe it was a relational issue that you went through, a horrible divorce or something, and God has comforted you. What does that play out in your life? And so we got Buskman is in Ohio. Buskman, good to hear from you, my friend.
Always great hearing from you, Brother Robbie. And I just got to say that story that Joey just gave to the True Talk Live listeners, that had me just glued to the radio. That was an amazing, amazing story of God protecting Noah and her boyfriend with that tree. And I have to share this because I think it'll work right with your question, Robbie. So I live in a portion of Ohio that is well known for tornadoes. And in 1974, Robbie, we made it on the map. President Nixon came because 33 people died in this town that I live in. I grew up in this town.
Wow.
And 33 people died of this gigantic tornado. And the reason that people have tornado sirens in their cities and communities is because of my hometown, okay, in 1974. President Nixon came and surveyed the damage. Well, guess what, Robbie? God allowed another tornado to come through this very same town. But praise God, the sirens went off. I woke up about 3:45. And I live in a slab home, so I don't have a basement. And I grabbed my scooter, because I used to ride scooters with my son. I grabbed my scooter helmet and put it on my head. And I'm not kidding you guys, do this because, you know, you want as much protection as possible if these winds come. And I went into my restroom and I prayed, but I recorded it. I recorded it for, you know, for posterity, my kids. And I prayed Psalm 91.
Yeah.
And so to hear Noah's story that she was protected from those Hamas by hiding in something, it reminded me of yesterday, Robbie, of when that horrible storm come through. Now, nothing happened to my home, praise God. And I think a part of it is because I prayed out loud on my camera of my phone, Psalm 91. And I prayed not only for my place, but I prayed for my neighbors because they have children in their house. And I thought the kids are probably very scared and mom and dad's trying to settle them down because they hear the sirens wailing. And it took me back to when I was a child in 1974. And I can still remember vivid details as a 4-year-old little boy of that storm and the damage. So to dovetail with Noah's story, we can be under the pinions of God's wings and he will protect us. And I believe that is what happened to dear Noah over there in Israel. Thanks, Joey, for conveying that story to us. And what happened to me, Robbie, was another storm passing through my hometown, and I was completely protected. I walked out of my home this morning, and or yesterday morning, and everything was fine. And I think it was from the power of prayer, because God is a man of his word. He does keep his word, Truth Talk Live and Truth Network listeners. God is a man of his word. I know he's not a man. But you know what I mean by that phrase. He keeps his promises. So when you read those promises, stand on them. Because I can tell you, I got it on tape. He protected Bustman from that storm yesterday, just like he protected Noah in Israel on October 7th from those horrible Hamas killers. That is just amazing. So what I want to do, Robbie, is I want to tell anybody to comfort you with my comfort. Stand on God's promises, because I can tell you from Boston, he will protect you. I will comfort you with what I learned yesterday, Truth Talk Live and Truth Network listeners.
So am I understanding?
I comfort you with that.
That's wonderful, Boston. And so am I understanding that from the 1974 tornado that there were no sirens, and that was something that was installed afterwards?
Yes. So now all cities in the United States, because of my hometown, they learned from not having warning devices. So now, because of Xenia, Ohio, X-E-N-I-A, Xenia is how you pronounce it,
right,
but it's spelled with an X. That's why you have a siren, because in 1974, they realized we've got to warn our community when we find out that a
yeah, right, right. And so this morning, when the storm came through last night, you heard those sirens?
Yesterday morning, Rob.
Wow.
Yeah, woke me up yesterday morning.
That's a wake-up call.
Wednesday morning.
There's no doubt about it.
Well, it is a wake-up call.
We got it. Thank you so much, Bussin. We need your story, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back with a whole lot more comfort.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today, how has the God of all comfort comforted you that you might comfort others with the comfort that you've been comforted with? And so, you know, there's a whole lot in the Bible about suffering, and you know, those of us who have been in Christ realize it's, you know, we're the blessed to suffer in so many different ways, and you don't know that people are watching you, but also you may have an opportunity after you've gone through that tragic death. I know my wife certainly has suffered through the suicide of her brother, but I can't tell you the countless times I've seen her come alongside of somebody who's lost a dear one to suicide, because she's able to comfort them with the comfort that she's been comforted with. And the interesting thing, I think, is you really think about how you were comforted through something. Like, I was comforted through cancer, no doubt, in a lot of ways. I was healed, but everybody won't be, you know. They'll be healed eventually as they make it to heaven. But the real comfort comes from God himself, because it says the comfort God comforted you with. So when I was doing those interviews, and oh, by the way, I need your call, 866. I would love to hear your story. It would make my day. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And again, you know, this might be an opportunity that your call alone may comfort somebody who's struggling with that same thing right this minute. 866-348-7884. As I was interviewing all those counselors, and it turns out I interviewed one psychiatrist. This was at the Association of Christian Counselors, and I asked him that question, you know, how did the God of comfort comfort you so that you might comfort others? As they sat down, I only had 5 minutes with them. But this particular gentleman, he was a psychiatrist. He had the little goatee thing going on. He had a three-piece suit. And I said, so how did that play out in your life? And I really didn't expect anything close to the answer he gave me. He said, well, I actually went insane. And I was like, really? So you're a psychiatrist to insane people, but you've actually been insane. I said, tell me the story. And he said that he had just been married about 3 weeks, and he was just infatuated with Satan, and everything he saw became Satan. And he was sitting in this a mental hospital, and he was staring at the red light on his TV that looked like Satan to him, and he was thinking about that, and his new bride that he'd had for about 3 weeks was sitting on the edge of the bed, and she said to him, you know, could you tell me how I can become insane, how I can get to where you are, because I can't bear to live without you. And he said, that was like a wake up, like a snap in my ear, that I needed to turn to God to get help, because I had to reconnect with my wife. And it was interesting how God helped him, you know, more than interesting. It's just miraculous how God helped him fight back to sanity. And now he helps people, you know, engage God, because here he is. He's the Association of Christian Counselors. He's a psychiatrist, and he's helping people access God, right, so that they can fight, you know, a situation like that. So I know you got a story. I would love to hear yours, 866-348-7884. And I should say, speaking of all comfort, right, that one of our great partners here at the Truth Network is the Mighty Muscadine at Muscadine.com. And just because today is Leap Day, they're going to give you 20% off on all products today at Muscadine.com. And talk about some comfort, because, you know, they have Risperidol, all sorts of cool things that are in that Muscadine that really can help you sleep better. Like my wife has certainly taken these tablets, Mighty Muscadine, and it's greatly improved her sleep. And there's all sorts of benefits, not only in the juice, but they got the tablets, and then they also the blue bottled water. So all those folks, wonderful partners at the Truth Network, and great comfort stuff. But also we got Clay is in Durham, North Carolina, and he's got some comfort story for us. Clay, you're on Truth Talk Live. What you got for us?
Brother Robbie, always a God-given blessing to talk to you, and I give thanks to the Lord for being able to have a conversation like this.
Me too, but I got to ask you another comfort question before you give me your story, because I know you like a good dad joke, don't you?
Okay.
All right, so me being the Christian car guy, Nick, feel free to jump in on this. What's the most comfortable car? What do you think, Nick? What's the most comfortable car?
Most comfortable car.
A limo?
It's a comfortable car. A comfortable. Okay. Now you can go on with it.
Not like a convertible, but it's a comfortable.
Comfortable. Again. There you go. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Anyway, so go ahead, Kelly. Tell us your story.
So, Brother Robbie, it was not that long ago when I was involved, and I still am involved with several groups, but I was involved with this one particular singles group we would get together on it was second Saturday. And I was asked to be part of the leadership team. And to make a long story short, at some point, you know, they were needing somebody to share some words. And so I was asked to, you know, maybe bring a message. And I said, well, what if I could do it more than one? They said, and he said, well, that would be nice. And that'd be great and all that other stuff. So long story short, I was going to do a sermon series on peace, P-E-A-C-E. So, started off with the letter P, which I don't know if I've ever shared it with you, but the letter P is providence, the providence of God. And we know what the first seven letters of the word providence are. It's provide. So then I got to the letter first E, and that's in treaty. And I was sharing a message on that. And I mean, I don't have all the notes in front of me. I mean, you know, that's been a few years ago. But I was talking about how Jesus entreats to his Father for us. So I did not get to the A, nor was I able to get to the C. And I had it all lined up, and I'm like, man, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to just blow these people out of the water. Not that I'm a water blowing person, but I just literally had this. So the letter C is interesting that you say this. You're talking about this today is comfort. But right. I also remember hearing something specific that caught my attention. Did you know when you are trying, you know, that there's an expansion of the word comfort, but seven letters of that are comfort. So think about that. The word providence has provide in it, and the word comfortable has comfort in it. So you're talking about comfort. So, but here's the key thing. The biblical version of this is come forth. Come forth and hear, receive comfort. And I've been able to receive comfort over the past few years. You know, I really give thanks to the Lord for Finding Truth Radio because I receive comfort, you know, in hearing pastors preach certain things, you know, and I really give thanks to the Lord for you, for Brother Stu, and everybody else that's there, because this is just, you know, it brings comfort. And I hope and pray that this is comforting to people, because you can come forth and receive that comfort that is needed.
Right. And Clay, one of the things I know about you, because I know you, is that you often hand people truth cards or tell people to tune into the station. So you're comforting others with the comfort you were comforted with, right?
And
By sharing the station.
You know, that's why whenever that opportunity arises and will come forth, I will always do that for you guys, because it's something that means the most to me, is being able to, you know, even if I have a small split-second conversation with one person or more, I'm going to share that with them. I'm going to let them know that there's a reason I'm doing this. Brother Robbie, I start preaching. I don't really feel that people, and a lot of people out there in their heart, understand that God the Father is creates each moment differently. And when you're able to go and you get that stuff and you get those tracts, or, you know, the Bible bookmarks and stuff like that that are you're handing out, it's just God the Father's creating that for you to open up that door, for Him to open up that door, for us to be able to share and say something that is so highly important.
Right, because it saved your life, and it's a chance to save others. Well, again, I always appreciate you, my friend, and you keep up the good work out there. We know you're sharing the truth everywhere, and so keep doing it.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
I can handle the truth.
There you go. All right. God bless you.
I give thanks for you, brother. God bless you, man. Love you. We'll talk to you later.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. All right. We know you got a story of like, oh, my goodness, I was in the middle of these cancer treatments, and there was other people sitting there with me with cancer. However it worked out, I would love your story. 866-348-7884. Or maybe, you know, it was a relational thing, like you went through a divorce and you had a friend. Like, however that worked, you could comfort others with your story. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. We would love your call and make my day. We'll be right back.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today's question, you know, the God of comfort, all comfort, comforts us that we might comfort others with that comfort. And it's amazing the stories I've heard over the years, how that plays out. And God is so amazing. We got some more stories lined up for you. We got a couple folks. We got Lena is also in Durham. And Lena, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear your story.
Yes, I wanted to just give the comfort of the Lord here through the radio, because somebody always needs comfort.
True.
Whether it's a death or an illness, or there's just somebody who really needs to hear this. And I just want to give them the encouragement and the hope of the Lord. pardon me. I wanted to share that about 4 years ago, my husband has two sisters. He is middle, and they're all a year apart. About 4 years ago, his oldest sister, his youngest sister, my sister-in-law, was killed in she was riding her bike and she pulled in front of a car and she was hit and she didn't survive. And we were processing that with the Lord and going through grief, and everybody grieves differently. So we were all at those different places in our grief. And then 7.5 weeks later, his oldest sister was killed on a holiday by a drunk driver. And the drunk driver was killed, and his passenger and the drunk driver orphaned two young children. Their mother had also passed away a few years before.
Oh, my.
And it was very, very difficult. I have lost hope. It was just more than I could take. But Jesus, there's actually no but. He was there, and even when he couldn't answer why, he just never left, and he was there, and he was growing me in my faith. And just one more, over a year ago, his youngest sister, my sister-in-law, her son was killed in a motorcycle accident.
Oh. Wow.
And so we had three deaths in 4 years, three tragic deaths, all killed. And I just, you know, he has just given me the gift of what his grace and his love and his mercy, that it's just so easy to give to other people and just to meet where they're at, because I don't have the answer. And I can't tell people why. I don't know why. He knows why. And that's enough for me and my husband and our family.
Oh, Lena.
And I didn't know I was going to be.
Oh, this is why. Lena, I am so grateful for your call and so grateful for your tender heart that I can see. You know, certainly there for your husband through this, and you couldn't be more right that Jesus is going to be there in surprising ways, right? That he seems to provide a grace for the moment that can touch you in a place that you didn't even know was really there.
Exactly. And that is, you don't want, I just believe we don't want to experience that through death and through tragedy.
It wasn't supposed
to
be that.
But it's such a beautiful thing. No, the ashes turn to beauty. And I just, I used to work at hospice, so.
Oh, really?
Had experienced death with people. Yeah, I've been by their bedside and things like that. I was a caregiver. And it's just something that our culture really runs away from. I'm not judging anybody. Please don't take
right,
that.
I understand, but yeah.
It's just we avoid it. And I just want to remind everybody that Jesus went to the cross. He died for us.
Right.
And he conquered death. If we know him, he conquered death. And it's in those darkest times, in the deepest of valleys, where there's nothing left. Everything is stripped. And he just reveals himself in such a beautiful way that it's, and once that he carries us through this grief, however it is for each different person, we're a sweet aroma to our brothers and sisters, or even to non-believers.
You're right.
We are the light. We're the hope.
Everybody's watching, and they see something in you, and like, how in the world can they bear up under that? You couldn't be more right, Lena. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
And thank keep you for up, listening. Keep God bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we got Mike is in Ohio. So, Mike, you got to go kind of quick because we got about, 4 or 5 minutes.
I can't. Yeah, I mean, I'm a friend of Bushman's. I live in Xenium as well when I was a kid and went through the tornado as well.
Really?
Yes, sir. And I guess me and him is the only one that ever calls in, and I'm glad this lady before me called in. She broke her heart down. I just wanted to say real quickly is sometimes everything seems against you, but God's on your side. And the more you seek him, he'll be right there with you. So I thought I'd say that.
What are the details behind that, Mike? I mean,
it seems like you do everything for everyone else. You know, I mean, you seem like you work for your boss, you work for your children, you work for your family, you take care of everything all through your life. You work and you do it unto God as well, but seems like you just don't get anything back. And I don't think God wants us to feel that way, because Jesus did everything for us and he didn't get anything back. And he went through his life and he died for us and he went through everything.
Well, I'm going to jump in on you there a bit, Mike.
Yeah.
I see somewhat what you're saying, but here's been my experience. So I do a devotion at a retirement home, did it today, and I've actually done it for about 30 years. You know who gets the most out of doing that for them? I got all these precious, precious saints. They're praying for me. They're loving on me. I go in there originally. I thought, man, I'm going to do this. This is going to be, no. I got way more out of it than I put into it. I taught special needs Sunday school for a number of years. To folks that were nonverbal, a lot of them, and the hugs that they had and the love that they could send you through their eyes was more than you could ever imagine. And again, I thought I was doing something for them, but it was so much what they were doing for me. And so it's amazing to me how if you look for it. You know, God's going to send you something that you realize, wow, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And you see what I'm saying?
And the devil wants to think you need to receive and you really just need to give, you know. So
it's beyond cool, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. Yes, it is, sir.
And, you know, God said the greatest among you will be a servant to you all. Yeah. Well, Mike,
yeah, I'm struggling with giving all the time. You know what I mean?
Would be a liar if I said I don't struggle with it at times, Mike. You know, that's the beauty of the thing. Like, we all do. But it's really good at times that when we do, that somebody else that has also been there says, hey, you know what? Yeah. Take another look. And I'll bet you're going to find that, oh, my goodness, what I gave to my kids. Oh, I can't even imagine in my wildest dreams what my life would be without my kids. You know, what my life would be without my wife. You know,
you know how I'm sure you go through it. Everybody goes through it. I was trying to comfort someone else on the line, maybe that's doing the same thing. You know what I mean? Thinking the same way.
You are.
Yes. Yeah, and then maybe, you know, don't be wary of well-doing, my dad used to tell me all the time, you know, and that was pretty cool, you know. So.
Oh, it is. That's a great, you know, here's some quotes that I have for you, Mike, that I found.
Yes,
these.
Sir.
It says, from dark clouds we get precious water, from dark mines we get precious jewels, and from our darkest trials comes our best blessings from God. And so even those trials of, I would call them the Martha trials, right? Like, Lord, do you not see that my sister is sitting here while I'm doing all the work? Like, I know. Yeah. I mean, I've done it, Mike. I'm right with you. Yeah. So I get it. And
yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it too. You know what I mean? I just wanted to share that. You know what I mean? So.
And I like this one. It's doubtful whether God can bless a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply. That's from Tozer. Like, man. And it sounds like you're like me. We've been hurt. But the cool thing is that the comfort came from God, and we know where it didn't come from.
Right. It sounds like you grew up in church and grew up in different churches. And
I actually did not, Mike.
Oh, I kind of did, so I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah.
You've been hurt, maybe. I've been hurt. You know what I mean? I don't know. But
of course we have. Yeah. I am so grateful for your call, as always, Mike, and I'm grateful for
for
you guys in Ohio and for those people in Durham and all the calls today. And you guys keep listening and keep being a blessing. Keep comforting others so that we can be a comfort. And we will talk to you again soon. God bless you, my friend.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.